107, Psalms 107. This is an abbreviated message, abbreviated portion of scripture, because we're going to give people have a chance to give a testimony later on. And I know sometimes people, even leaving that on Sunday, they had a couple people that haven't been around a church very long that said, I don't know if you can only preach for 15 minutes. So we'll see. We're going to try to keep it between 10 and 15 minutes tonight. But there's definitely something I believe the Lord has laid upon my heart. And I think it's something that's appropriate, something that's good because it's the Bible, but something I think can be a help. So if you will listen, I believe it can truly be a help and a blessing to you tonight. In Psalms chapter 107, there is a famous phrase that I don't know if everybody knew where it came from, but it comes from the Bible, and it's something you'll hear people say on a night of maybe giving a testimony. And it's found in verse number 2, "Let the redeemed of the Lord say so." Let's have a word of prayer and ask God's help tonight. Dear Heavenly Father, Lord, help us. We need you. Lord, help us understand the importance of having a testimony. And Lord, what that testimony should look like. And Lord, that we should be willing to give a witness of what you've done in our hearts and done in our lives. Lord, I pray that you work through this short, simple thoughts. And Lord, that you would challenge our hearts that even this week, when we're going to be coming around people that maybe we don't see all the time, or maybe seeing and meeting people that we've never met before, or that we will learn that we, the redeemed of the Lord, should say so. We pray these things in Jesus' name. Amen. We spent a lot of time on Wednesday nights here recently talking about Thanksgiving and what it really truly looks like to be thankful and praising the Lord and all those things. I truly believe as we tie that all together, hopefully tonight, giving thanks is not only giving glory to God, but giving thanks is one of the great ways that we can give a testimony and be a witness. One of the most powerful things you have in your life to help bring people to Jesus Christ is a personal testimony. And I want to challenge you about giving your testimony to others. Witnessing does not have to, it's not about just giving facts. It's not just about reciting verses. The Word of God's important, facts are important. But the reality is, what a witness is you're just telling someone else what God has done for you and done in your life. And in all reality, it should be a time of praise. Witnessing is praising God to someone else. It's telling others what the Lord has done in your heart and what the Lord has done in your life. I truly believe there is nothing more attractive in this world than a believer that is full of gratitude, full of joy, full of the love of the Lord, and just want to express that to other people. And so many times we miss out on this opportunity because we do not let the love of God overflow in our lives, and we kind of clam up. And that's where we come to a spot here where he says, let the redeemed of the Lord say so. And it's not the only spot in Scripture. Over and over in Scripture, we're told to be a witness, and we're told to be to tell others what has happened to me. But there's a couple spots in the Bible that helps us how we should tell that. Psalms 33:1 says, "Rejoice in the Lord, O ye righteous." And the phrase here says, "For praise is comely for the upright." What does the word comely refer to? It's beautiful. It's something that we should be in our praise for the Lord. Our witness is something that we should make God look beautiful because he already is. You think about what it says in Titus 2:10. It says that they may adorn the doctrine of God, our Savior, in all things. Adorning the doctrines of God. Sometimes people will come and say, well, this is hard, and this is tough, and this is ugly, and this is no fun. But he doesn't say that's the way we're supposed to present the Bible. He doesn't say that the doctrines of God is not something we're supposed to, we have to grit our teeth and guess. He says, adorn the doctrines of the Lord. It means to make them look attractive, to dress them up, to make them beautiful in the ways of their lives, because that's what the doctrines of God will do. A testimony will give others a desire to know what you have. Here recently, I'll give you just a little personal testimony, and God challenged my heart about it. Last week, I was reading something about when we present, when we talk to others, and probably in preparation for this message. And he talked about that many times when people give out a gospel tract, or when they talk about the Lord, they do it with a fear. Not a fear of the Lord, but they do it a fear of talking to somebody else. Or worse yet, they do it with a grimace. It's like hurting them to be able to talk to somebody. And so if you're going to go up to somebody and have a conversation to somebody about the Lord, a good conversation about anything that you want them to believe what you're saying, and you walk up and you're trembling or you're something or another, there's no
there's no hope there when you're not even sure about what you're saying. Now, don't get me wrong. No one's going to be perfect. No one the first time is going to knock it out of the park. But when you go up to somebody and you got this look on your face, like you're disgusted or that you're fearful and you're just completely unhappy. And you go to somebody, let me tell you about the joy of the Lord. There's something missing there. This past Saturday, we didn't have very many out on door knocking, and I went by myself, and I went, and I wasn't feeling I wasn't feeling bad for myself, but I was like, oh. I had one person right at the beginning. The lady came to the door, and I had walked away. I'd left something on the door, and she was like, don't ever hang anything on my door ever again. I said, okay, and that's fine. Sometimes, most of the time, it doesn't happen that way. But the rest of the time, I was like, oh, when you're by yourself, you don't always get encouraged. And there was other people on the streets that were there, and we were in an area that we had not been very often in the last 20 years. It's one of those little locations. We had gone to some spots that we normally wouldn't go to just because they're hard to get to and other things like that, or just small when there's a big group. So the rest of the time, I was thinking, as I went to talk to people, God kind of convicted my heart. If someone went to your door looking the way you look right now, would you really want to listen to what they have to say? The answer is no. We have something that's wonderful to tell this world. Let the redeemed of the Lord say so. And we should adorn the doctrines of God. And God really spoke to my heart about the Lord Jesus. He's beautiful. Our testimony is a great tool. And many times the resource that we have in reaching out to others, it's not, sometimes people call it a presentation, and sometimes people follow some type of script. But our testimony, a witness, is what God has done in our life. Don't get me wrong. You need the Word of God. I think the Word of God needs to be present for someone to understand their need. And don't get me wrong. We need the leading of the Holy Spirit of God. But there is a great, powerful thing that you have in your arsenal. You say, well, I don't know everything I'm supposed to say. I don't know exactly how and where. Just tell people what God's done for you. And that's what you see in these scriptures. Look what it says in verse number 1. It says, give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good, for his mercy endure forever. Let the redeemed of the Lord say so, whom he hath redeemed from the hand of the enemy. So this psalm is a historical psalm, and it's mostly people would say, hey, this is a psalm of thanksgiving. But not only is it that, it's a psalm of testimony. This is Israel's testimony. They were redeemed. Look what it says in verse number 6. Then they cried unto the Lord in their trouble, and he delivered them out of their distresses. But this is not just Israel's testimony. This is our testimony. If we're redeemed tonight, if we've been bought back, if our soul's been paid for by our Savior, we have been redeemed. And the Bible says, let the redeemed of the Lord say so. Are you redeemed tonight? Have you been bought back? Has God done something in your heart and life? The Bible says if that's the case, then say so. Well, what am I supposed to say? Say what he's done in your life. You get the idea, let. It's not like he's commanding a person to do it, but it's instead, you know, you're allowed to. It's something we should be excited about. It's something when somebody's done something that's good and somebody has done something wonderful for you, we should be excited to relay the wonderful story of what Jesus Christ has done in our hearts and life. It's something that we should want to help others about. As a pastor, sometimes I get the opportunity to hear what other people say and what all these other things, how somebody did this good thing or did this bad, you know, these things. And they're excited to tell about what others have done in their life. Think about it. God has done so much. We should be ready to give an answer. The Bible says in 1 Peter 3:15, but sanctify the Lord God in your hearts and be ready always to give an answer. And so that's what we should do. We should be ready to give an answer. Yes, it's with meekness and fear, but we should be ready to give an answer. Your testimony is a wonderful tool. What did he tell the maniac Gadara to do? The maniac Gadara wanted to come with him. What did he tell him to do? He says, I want you to go home. And he says specifically, tell them how great things the Lord have done for thee. Jesus is saying, I want you to tell them what I've done for you. And you think about it, Acts 3:6, when they were talking about the lame man, he got up there and Peter and John, what did they say to him? Silver and gold have I none, but such as I have give I thee. He says, I want you to give out what you have. You don't have to give out the things you don't have or the things you don't know. Give out those things that you have. The Lord is not asking us to give what we don't have. We already have this. Verse chapter 4, verse number 20, disciples are there talking. What it says, for we cannot but speak the things which we have seen and heard. He says, all we can do is talk about those things, what God has done. And that's where we come. Oftentimes, we're not a witness or a testimony today, is we're not thankful. We don't praise the Lord. And that's what Thanksgiving is. I'm praising God to someone else about what he's done for me. And all we need to do is praise those things and thank the Lord for the things that we have seen and heard. Paul put it this way, so much as is in me, I am ready to preach the gospel. He's saying everything that's in me, everything that has been a change, I'm ready to preach it. John said, and what he have seen and heard, he's a witness of the things he's seen and heard. God has made a great change and a difference in your life, and we should let the redeemed of the Lord say so. I think it was Gandhi that said, if it weren't for Christians, I'd be a Christian. What does that mean? It means that he's saying because the way that people who say they're Christians and believers, that because of the way they live and because of the way they act, that he didn't want to believe. And that's an excuse. If Gandhi never got saved, Gandhi's not, he's in hell today. He shouldn't go hell for anyone. But think about it. There are people today that says, I'm a believer and I'm a Christian, but they don't tell others. There's been many people who have never met a genuine Christian that had the ever overflowing heart to just say, this is what God's done for me. This is the change he's made in my life. It is a testimony of a personal experience of your life. It's not as much as a plan that you want to give people. It's what Jesus gave you. It's a person you want to introduce him to. Do you have a testimony? Because if you have a testimony that you've been saved, we become a witness. And that's what it says in Acts 1:8. But ye shall receive power after that the Holy Ghost has come upon you, and ye shall be witnesses unto me. So talk about the day you were saved. He says, so what's the testimony? Quickly, you think about it. What you were before you were saved, what brought you to salvation, what God has done in your life since you've been saved. So, Pastor, people always just want to argue. There's one thing that's really hard to argue with, and that's a changed life. They might argue with you about your church. They might argue with you about your preferences. But if God's made a change in your life and it shows, they don't know what to say about that. You might argue about this or that, but if people argue with you about many different things, but if there's a changed life, you've let God change your life. You let that come out. When Jesus comes in, he changes a life. He makes everything different. He makes everything new. And if you allow that to come out of your life, you let that show up in your life. You let that show up in your conversation. You let that show up in all these areas of your life. You know what that's going to do? They're not going to be able to argue with that. You might turn around and say, okay, yeah, you're saved. That's great. No. You know, God's come in. He's changed. What does the Bible say? 2 Corinthians 5:17. Therefore, if any man be in Christ, he's a new creature. Old things are passed away. Behold, all things are become new. Quickly, let's read a couple of these verses here in Psalms 107. It says, let the redeemed, the Lord says so in verse 2, from the hand of the enemy, and gather them out of the lands from the east and from the west, from the north and from the south. They wandered in the wilderness in a solitary way. They found no city to dwell in, hunger and thirsty. Their soul fainted in them. This is what they were before God helped them. It says, then they cried unto the Lord in their trouble, and he delivered them out of their distresses. God helped them. So what brought you to salvation? When did you cry out to the Lord? How has God helped you? This is what a testimony is. It's something that you weave in together. Now, there are people that might never read a gospel tract, might never open up the Bible, might never ever come to a church service, but they'll listen to your story. They'll listen to what you were before you were saved and what brought you to salvation and what God has done in your life. And you must make sure there's something that God's done in your life so that way you can tell others. So often people talk about, I did all these things, and they come to the spot. This is how I got saved. And they talk about the preacher and they talk about the church. And talk about Jesus. Talk about what he's done. And then you talk about, this is what he's meant to me since I've been saved. He's given me hope. He's given me peace. He's given me a reason to live. Talk about the Lord. That's praising him. Tell your story. Now, really quickly, we'll close with this. Remember the blind man in John chapter number 9. The parents were there, and the religious leaders were trying to give him a hard time. He came up to the parents, trying to get them to question. And the parents said, he says, he shall speak for himself. He says, he is of age. Ask him, he shall speak for himself. That's what we should do. We should speak for ourselves. And what did the blind man end up saying when they kept on questioning him? He says, whether he be a sinner or no, I know not. One thing I know that, whereas I was blind, now I see. They were trying to challenge him. You sure Jesus did this for you? He says, I don't care what you say. I was blind and now I see. And no matter what anybody might say in your life about your life, you say, I don't care what you say. This is what God has done in my life. He's made a change in my life. There was a day I was lost and no longer am I lost. You think about what it says in Acts, and when the lame man got healed, he says, and beholding the man which was healed standing with them, they could say nothing against it. When they saw there was a lame man, he no longer is lame, they couldn't say anything. They couldn't argue with that. He got healed. So if there's a change in your life, you know what's going to happen? They're not going to be able to argue with it. So keep it personal when you talk to somebody. Talk to them about the Lord and the changes that God made in their life, what God's made in your life. You say, Pastor, I got all this knowledge. I got all these programs. I got all these things. Be personal. You think about it in the stories when in the book of Acts, when Paul was brought before kings and religious leaders and things like that, he was probably one of the smartest guys. He could have probably quoted books of the Bible. But what does he do? He gives his testimony. He says, I met him on the road. He gave his testimony. He did it before Agrippa. He did it before the governor. I bet you he did it before Nero if he had the chance. It wasn't the, hey, I know this doctrine, I can do this, I can do that. And he didn't impress the people with their knowledge and say, there's nothing wrong with explaining things to people. But don't ever feel like you cannot give your testimony. That's all the guy who knew probably more than anybody else at that moment in time about the scriptures. What did he do? It took time to give his testimony. This is what God did for me. So tonight, as we think about this Thanksgiving service, let the redeemed of the Lord say so. Let's pray.